Good morning, Pastor Raymond M. Gordon. On our Monday morning motivations, we left off Ephesians chapter 4, the metaphor of getting dressed, and we left off at verse 27, neither give place to the devil. How do you give place to the devil? By giving him the precedence and permission to operate without you rebuking him. Let him that stole steal no more, verse 20, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is used for edifying, building each other up. Only speak what will build up, not tear down. Stop being critical, and stop criticizing, and be compassionate, and build each other up. Say more positive than negative. If possible, cut out all the negativity, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That is, as we are living for God first, other second, self last, as we are not being critical, as we are not criticizing, as we are not, amen, condescending to people, amen, build them up rather, edify them, find something good to say it, and compliment them and help them, to live a life that's pleasing to God. And we just got to cut out negativity. And my challenge to you, and this is not easy because we've been living with pockets of negativity all of our lives. Some of us, our parents were negative to us. Some of us had bad models, bad methods. So let's just make a concerted effort to pray and say, Lord, make me a vessel of victory in somebody else's life. Help me to encourage them. Help me to compliment them. Help me to comfort and be compassionate to them. Help me to forgive them and to take the place of Jesus on earth. And he says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit whereof you are sealed until the day of redemption. Lord, help me to be a vessel of victory in another's life. And let that be our thrust this week. Help me to be a vessel of victory to somebody else. God bless you. Love you. Have a great day.